ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 31. 2 days ago we began the month of Damodar. And the month of Damodar is a very special month where the devotee can take advantage of the opportunity for increasing his hearing and chanting about the pastimes of Lord Damodar. Prabhupada quotes the Padma Purana in the Nectar of Devotion. Quotes one verse that says that the Supreme Lord may give his devotee liberation or material happiness. But once a devotee engages in devotional service to the Lord, particularly during the month of Kartik or the month of Damodar, the devotee becomes no longer interested in obtaining either liberation or material happiness. He simply desires to attain pure devotional service to Krishna. Prabhupada explains that the purport to this verse is as follows. He says that the Lord will not award somebody who is unserious or does not desire to attain, an ordinary person who is not serious and does not desire to attain pure devotional service. He says, but even an unserious person, if he takes advantage of rendering regulated devotional service during the month of Kartik, the month of Damodar, especially in Mathura, then he will attain direct personal service to Krishna. Prabhupada gives his commentary to that verse in the Padma Purana in that way. That even if a person is not serious, doesn't desire it, but if somehow he engages in devotional service during this auspicious month of Damodar, then he'll get direct personal service to Krishna. So it is therefore an auspicious month. It's not on. It's just recording, or? Hare Krishna. So, of course, we may not be in Mathura Vrindavan, but we know that we can create an atmosphere of Mathura Vrindavan by discussing the pastimes of the Lord in Vrindavan.
And
specifically during the month of Kartik, during the month of Damodar, the devotees would chant the prayers, the Damodarasakam prayers, which are also from the Padma Purana. They were spoken by the sage Satyavrata Muni in a conversation between Narada Muni and Shanaka Rishi. And therefore every night it is said that the devotee, or every morning or night, either or both, the devotees offer a lamp to Lord Damodara and chant these prayers. There are many very meaningful prayers about the pastimes of Lord Damodara. And it is also said that in the month of Kartik, one may render service. It is also known as Urja Vrata. But the month of Kartik is known as Urja. And another name for Srimati Radharani is Urjeshwari. She is the queen of the month of Damodara. And therefore, Satyavrata Muni hints to the worship of Srimati Radharani in the final prayer of the Damodarasika prayer, Namo Radhikaya. Namo Radhikaya, off my basis to Srimati Radharani.
Így a Damodarasnak a utolsó versetában Satyavrata Muni utal Srimati Radharani imádatára.
So, nonetheless, we worship Damodar, and we were going to, in this pastime of being bound by the rope of Mother Jasoda. It is a very meaningful pastime, very beautiful pastime, which displays how the Lord is conquered by the pure love of His devotees. And we were going to read one verse from the prayers by Queen Kunti, and translation and commentary by Srila Prabhupada, about this particular pastime. I'll just simply read the Sanskrit and then the translation. Gopyadade tvai kritagasi dhamatavad yate dashashu kalilanjana sambrahmaksham vaktram naniya bhaya bhavanaya stitasya samam vimohayati bhir apiyad bhakti. Translation. My dear Krishna, Yasoda took up a rope to bind you when you committed an offense, and your perturbed eyes overflooded with tears which washed the mascara from your eyes. And you were afraid, though fear personified is afraid of you. This sight is bewildering to me.
Izgatott szemeidet könnyek árasztották el, nem mosva róla a festéket, s féltél, ha már maga a megtestesült félelem rettett tőle. Ez a kép valóban zavarba ejt.
Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Here is another explanation of the bewilderment created by the pastimes of the Supreme Lord.
Srila Prabhupada magyarázata. Egy újabb magyarázatot olvashatok itt arról a zavarodottságról, amelyet a legfelsőbb úr kettelései váltanak
ki. The Supreme Lord is the Supreme in all circumstances, as already explained.
A legfelsőbb úr minden körülmények között a legfelsőbb, ahogyan ezt már korábban elmondtuk.
Here is a specific example of the Lord's being the Supreme and at the same time a plaything in the presence of His pure devotee.
Jellemző példa ez arra, hogy az Úr a legfelsőbb, s ugyanakkor játékszer is tiszta baktája jelenlétében.
The Lord's pure devotee renders service unto the Lord out of unalloyed love only. And while discharging such devotional service, the pure devotee forgets the position of the Supreme Lord.
Az Úr tiszta baktája csak is vegyítetlen szeretetből szolgálja az Urat, s az ilyen odaadó szolgálat közben elfelejti a legfelsőbb úr helyzetét.
The Supreme Lord also accepts the loving service of His devotees more relishably when the service is rendered spontaneously out of pure affection, without anything of reverential admiration.
A legfelsőbb úr is szívesebben fogadja a baktái szerető szolgálatát, ha azt őszintén, tiszta szeretetből végzik, mindenféle állítatos rajongás nélkül.
This point is an important point to remember as we finish this commentary.
Ez egy fontos pont, amire emlékezünk, amikor a végére jönk a magyarázatnak.
Krishna, Prabhupada is saying here, Krishna likes to be treated this way. This is very important because to render devotional service favorably, it means to please, with a desire to please, the object of one's love.
There's
two characteristics of loving devotional service.
There's
the Swarup Lakshana and it's called the Tashta Lakshana.
The
Swarup Lakshana of the verse Anya Balashita Shunyam Gyanakam Anyananvitam Anukulina Krishna Nashilanam Bhutam. This verse describes how devotional service, first characteristic, is rendered with a desire to please Krishna.
Ez a vers leírja, hogy az odaadó szolgálat elsődleges jellemzője, hogy az ember úgy végez az odaadó szolgálatot, hogy az örömet okozzon Krisztának.
And the secondary characteristic is that one has no agenda in doing it.
És a másodlagos jellemző az, hogy nincs semmilyen napirendi pontunk, semmi, amit el akarunk érni azzal, hogy ezt végezzük.
He's not expecting anything in return.
Nem várunk semmit viszonyzásra.
He's freed from... Where is that coming from? This microphone or that one? He's freed from karma and the influence of karma and jnana. There's a verse, bhukti mukti spiha yava pisachi pirivartate, that these two desires, bhukti and mukti, are sense gratification and desire for liberation. They're compared to being like two witches which haunt one like a ghost. As long as these two witches are there within the heart, one will never be able to taste the bliss of devotional service. Bhukti and mukti. Bhukti means the desire to enjoy sense gratification to the ultimate degree, and mukti means the desire for liberation, which is the result of karma and jnana.
Bukti azt jelenti, hogy a végsőig élvezni akarjuk az érzéki elégítést, mukti pedig azt jelenti, hogy el akarjuk élni a felszabadulást, és ezeknek a karmának is egy járnak az eredménye.
So the second characteristic of loving devotional service is that one's service is rendered free from any influence of karma and jnana.
A szeretet oldaló szolgálat második jellemzője az, hogy a karma és a jnán befolyásolja a kudvégezőt.
First is desire to please Krishna.
Az első az, hogy várjunk arra, hogy örömet okozzunk Krisnának.
And therefore, Prabhupada says here, the Supreme Lord accepts the loving service of devotees more relishably when the service is rendered spontaneously out of pure affection.
Ezért mondja itt Prabhupada, hogy a legfelsőbb úri szívesebben fogadja a baktái szerető szolgálatát, ha azt őszintén tiszta szeretetből végzi.
He likes it better.
Jobban szereti.
We should be thinking, if we want to please him, then we should think of how to do something that's pleasing to him. Of course, we cannot imitate. One actually has to be on that platform of unalloyed devotional service. To Prabhupada once on a morning walk with disciples, he asked the disciples, one must love God before one has love for God, what must there be? And he asked, and everyone, usually typical when Prabhupada asks a question, the devotees are always thinking in their mind, what's Prabhupada looking for? They were afraid to say anything, so Prabhupada again says, before love, what must there be? Nobody answered. Prabhupada said, first there must be obedience. He said, without obedience, there can never be love. So we cannot jump to the spontaneous platform of loving devotional service without first being obedient. But by being obedient to the instructions of the Supreme Lord and His devotees, gradually one can come to this spontaneous platform of devotional service, which Krishna relishes more than simply obedience.
De hogyha engedelmesek vagyunk az a legfelsőbb úr és a bakták utasításainak, akkor elérhetjük a spontán szeretet szintjét,
But one way that one can come to that platform is by developing an attraction to hearing about the devotees who do have that spontaneous love.
Ditya
Siddha Krishna Prema Saju Kabunoi Shavanari Sutichiti Kori Vundoi. That pure love is eternally situated within the heart of every living being. It doesn't come from any other source. When the living entity hears about Krishna from the right source, that pure love which is already there within the heart will come out. Prabhupada says just like fire is within wood, but in order to get the fire out of wood, you have to put a catalyst to the wood, you have to put something else that's burning, and then the fire comes out. So this pure love for Krishna is already there within the heart.
The
potential for unalloyed, spontaneous devotional service is there within the heart of every living being. But there must be a catalyst to extract it, to draw it out from within the heart. That catalyst is by hearing about Krishna's pastimes with his devotees who too have the spontaneous love. We do not imitate them.
Mi nem imitáljuk őket.
But we aspire to follow in their footsteps.
De vágyunk arra, hogy kövessük a lábunkat.
Srila Prabhupada always explained the difference between imitation and following in the footsteps.
Srila Prabhupada sokszor magyarázta el a különbséget az imitálás és a lábunk követése között.
Just like somebody asked a question yesterday, I think, in the lecture we gave at Bhaktivedanta College. She was asking, how do we explain to people that Krishna enjoys with loving affairs with the gopis.
Az volt a kérdés, hogy hogyan tudjuk elmagyarázni másoknak, hogy Krishna a gópikkal szerelmi kedveléseket élvez.
People hear these things and they think, oh, well then I can do it too. God does it.
Amikor az emberek hallanak erről, akkor azt mondják, hogy hát, hogyha Isten csinálja, én is csinálhatom.
The other example is Krishna steals. Well, then I can steal too if God steals. One has to understand the difference between imitation and following in the footsteps. Krishna says, "Yad yad acharati sheshtasya devime firojanasa siyapamana kurute lokam tamaravartute." Whatever actions are performed by great men and common men will follow in his footsteps. And whatever standards he sets by his exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So Krishna comes, he says, in Bhagavad Gita, he comes to teach how to follow the proper prescribed rules and regulations. He says it is his duty. He says, if I didn't teach by my example, the whole world would be ruined, destroyed. So therefore, Krishna also showed by his example how one should live properly in household for life, and how he should rise early in the morning. And he gave the instructions of Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna.
Ezért Krishna példát mutatott arra is, hogy hogyan kell családos életet élni, hogyan kell korán kelni. Elmondta a Bhagavad Gita-t Arjunának.
But he also displayed confidential pastimes which could only be understood by his devotees who are situated in spontaneous love for devotional service.
De olyan belsőséges kezdeléseket is bemutatott, amelyeket csak olyan bakták értenek meg, akik ösztönös szerető szolgálatot végeznek.
He displayed both, but the importance was first there must be obedience. First, one must follow Krishna's instruction as given in Bhagavad Gita. And then, the graduate study is Srimad Bhagavatam, and the postgraduate study is Chaitanya
Charitamrita.
After there is surrender, then one can actually. Sarva dhammam puritta jamami kam saranam braja. First one has to surrender. Without surrender, he can never understand Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. First, one must become obedient to Krishna's instructions that he came to deliver, coming to this word, Dhamma Sangstar Pranartaya. He says, I came to re-establish religious principles. Anyway, I don't want to get off on a tangent. I didn't mean to. I'd stop in the, I usually never stop in the middle of a commentary. But somehow I was drawn to this point Srila Prabhupada was making, that Krishna likes it better to be served without reverence. So when we hear about devotees who serve him without reverence, it's very attractive. Sometimes, oh, here I go again, I'm starting with my commentary. Sometimes people, they don't want to follow any kind of, I don't want to follow religion. So many things that you have to do and you can't do. It's like sometimes when people first come and move into the temple. They get initiation before even they're initiated. They're initiated as they're told all the things that they're not supposed to do. Oh, don't do this. Don't do that. You're not supposed to do this. Standing there. So many things I'm not supposed to do. What am I supposed to do? They don't even know where to turn to next. Is this right? Am I supposed to open the door this way? Because we hear so many things that we're not supposed to do. And therefore sometimes people think that this is religion. But Shastra says, Smartav Yam Satatam Vishnora Vismartav Yam Najatu Chit Sarva Vidhi Nisirasya Aityo Eva Kinkara. Krishna must always be remembered and he must never be forgotten.
A Szentírás azt mondja, hogy mindig emlékezzünk Krisnára, és sohasem felejtsük előtt.
All the rules and prohibitions which are given in the scriptures are meant to serve these two principles.
Minden előírás és tiltás ezt a két elvet szolgálja.
So all the prescribed activities that are given in the scripture and all the prohibited activities are ultimately meant to bring us to the platform to always remember Krishna and never to forget him.
Minden előírás és tiltás, amit az írásokban találhatunk, azt a célt szolgálják, hogy mindig emlékezzünk Krisnára, és soha se felejtsük előtt.
Without which, we're wasting our time.
Ami nélkül pazaroljuk az időnket.
So religion is not just rules and prohibitions.
A vallás tehát nem csak előírásokból és tiltásokból áll.
Real religion is actually to come to the spontaneous platform of love for Krishna by being always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna.
A valódi vallás azt jelenti, hogy elérjük az ösztönös szerető szolgálat szintjén, és mindig el vagyunk merülve a Krisnáról szóló gondolatokban.
Manmana bhava mad bhakto mad yajimam namaskuru, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, always think of me. Worship me, offer your homages to me. So real religion means to be always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna favorably. Of course, even those who are absorbed in thoughts of Krishna unfavorably, they get liberation. But one should render devotional service favorably. And favorably means with an aim to please Krishna. We'll continue with the commentary. Generally, the Lord is worshipped by the devotees in a reverential attitude. But the Lord is meticulously pleased when the devotee, out of pure affection and love, considers the Lord to be less important than himself.
Az Urat általában tiszteletteljes hozzáállással imádják baktái. Az Úr azonban akkora elégedettebb, amikor a bakta tiszta vonzalma és szeretete következtében az Urat kevésbé tartja fontosnak, mint magát.
The Lord's pastimes in the original abode of Goloka Vrindavan are exchanged in that spirit.
Ilyen szellemben játszódnak az Úr kertelései Goloka Vrindavanban eredeti lakhelyén.
The friends of Krishna consider him one of them. They do not consider him to be of reverential importance. The parents of the Lord, who are all pure devotees, consider him a child only. The Lord accepts the chastisements of the parents more cheerfully than the prayers of the Vedic hymns. Similarly, he accepts the reproaches of his fiancées more palatably than the Vedic hymns. When Lord Krishna was present in this material world to manifest his eternal pastimes of the transcendental realm of Goloka Vrindavan as an attraction for the people in general, he displayed a unique picture of subordination before his foster mother Yasoda.
Amikor az Úr Krisna jelen volt a teremtmény világban, hogy bemutassa Goloka Vrindavanban, transzcendentális birodalmában élvezett örökeztelései, hogy az emberek vonzódjanak hozzá, az alárendeltség különleges szerepét játszott a nevelő anyjával, Yasodával szemben.
The Lord in his naturally childish, playful activities used to spoil the stocked butter of Mother Yasoda by breaking the pots and distributing the contents to his friends and playmates, including the celebrated monkeys of Vrindavan, who took advantage of the Lord's munificence. Mother Yasoda saw this, and out of her pure love, she wanted to make a show of punishment for her transcendental child. She took a rope and threatened the Lord that she would tie him up, as is generally done in the ordinary household. Seeing the rope in the hands of Mother Yasoda, the Lord bowed down his head and began to weep just like a child, and tears rolled down his cheeks, washing off the black ointment smeared about his beautiful eyes. This picture of the Lord is adored by Kunti Devi because she is conscious of the Lord's supreme position.
Kunti Devi rajongott ezért a képért, mert tisztában volt az Úr legfelsőbb helyzetével.
He is feared often by fear personified, yet he is afraid of his mother, who wanted to punish him just in an ordinary manner.
Gyakran még a megszemélyesült félelem is rettek tőle, ő mégis fél anyjától, aki egyszerűen csak meg akarta büntetni.
Kunti was conscious of the exalted position of Krishna, whereas Yasoda was not.
Kunti jól ismerte Krishna emelkedett helyzetét, míg Yasoda nem.
Therefore, Yasoda's position was more exalted than Kunti's.
Így Yasoda magasabb rendű helyzetben volt Kuntinál.
Mother Yasoda got the Lord as her child, and the Lord made her forget altogether that her child was the Lord Himself. If Mother Yasoda had been conscious of the exalted position of the Lord, she would certainly have hesitated to punish the Lord. But she was made to forget this situation because the Lord wanted to make a complete gesture of childishness before the affectionate Yasoda. This exchange of love between the mother and the son was performed in a natural way, and Kunti, remembering the scene, was bewildered, and she could do nothing but praise the transcendental filial love.
Ez az anya és fia közötti szeretet természetes volt, s Kunti a jelenetre emlékezve egészen zavarba jött. Nem tudott más tenni, mint dicsőíteni a transzcendentális gyermeki szeretetet.
Indirectly, Mother Yasoda is praised for her unique position of love, for she could control even the all-powerful Lord as her beloved child.
Közvetve Yasoda mamát is dicsőíti egyedülálló szeretete miatt, mert ő még a mindenható Urat is szeretett gyermekeként tudta irányítani.
So we'll try to capture the essence of this commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Om Magyanati Marandasya Gananjana Svakaya Chakshu Om Nidhitam Yena Tazmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Nangayate Gurim Yad Kripatam Maham Vande Shri Gananjana Taranam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Vacharani Yevishesha Shanyavari Pasitachya Desitarani Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Queen Kunti is explaining here in this verse she adores this picture that she sees of Krishna crying.
Ebben a versben Kunti királynő elmagyarázza, hogy mennyire bámulatos számára ez a kép, amit Krishna sír.
She said, I see tears coming from your eyes, and when I see this, it's very bewildering to me.
Azt mondja, hogy látom, hogy könnyek folynak a szemekből, és ez a látvány összezavar engem.
Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that Kunti Devi's conception of Krishna was different than Yashoda's. Kunti Devi had what is called Aishwarya Jnana. She was aware of our knowledge of the opulences of the Supreme Lord.
Kunti Devinek volt ez az Aishwarya Jnana, ami azt jelenti, hogy tudatában állt a legfelsőbb úr felségének.
Whereas Yashoda was situated on the platform of Kevala Bhakti, pure unalloyed devotional service, spontaneous devotional service. Which is also known as Jnana Sunya Bhakti. Jnana Sunya Bhakti is actually the topmost stage of knowledge. That may sound very confusing because the word Jnana Sunya means without knowledge.
Ami zavaróan hangozhat, mert a gyána sunya azt jelenti tudás
nélkül. So we'll have to explain that there are different stages of knowledge.
Hát el kell magyaráznunk, hogy a tudásnak különböző szintjei vannak.
The first stage is pratyaksha, or knowledge which we get by direct sense perception.
Az első szint a pratyaksha, amit a közvetlen érzékfelfogással kapunk.
And then there is paroksha, that knowledge that we get from hearing from somebody else. Who knows? And then there is called aparoksha, which is the platform of when one comes to the stage of impersonal realization. And beyond that platform is called adhoksha. Of course, those on the platform of pratyaksha, we know that senses are imperfect and they cannot give one real transcendental knowledge. One's senses must become purified before the one actual spiritual knowledge is obtained or achieved. Atakshi Krishna nam anib na bived grayam indriyai seva mukehi jivado svayam eva spuratyada is explained in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that Krishna cannot be understood by the blunt material senses.
It
can only be understood with spiritual senses which have become purified beginning with the tongue, seva mukehi jivado, with the tongue. It's like we say every day before taking prasadam, the tongue is very difficult to control. So we control the tongue in two ways. By honoring Krishna prasadam and by speaking about Krishna. In this way, this tongue, which is very difficult to conquer, can be conquered in this world. And when the tongue is conquered in this way by speaking about Krishna, then one actually can conquer Krishna himself.
És hogyha valaki a Krisnáról való beszéd által le tudja győzni a nyelvét, akkor le tudja győzni magát.
This is explained by Lord Brahma in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Ezt az Úr Brahma magyarázza a Srimad Bhagavatam 10. énekében.
Krishna is conquered by those who are attracted to hearing and chanting about his pastimes, which are spoken by the Lord himself and by his devotees.
Krishna legyőzik azok a bakták, akik hallanak és énekelnek róla, hallják azokat a dolgokat, amiket a bakták és ő saját maga mondanak.
Although he is otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds.
Habár semmilyen más módon nem lehet őt legyőzni senkinek a három világban.
But he can be conquered by those who relish hearing his the message of his transcendental pastimes.
De le tudják győzni azok, akik ízt kapnak abból, hogy a transzcendentális kettelésein hallják.
Shrinivatas Vakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtana. Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the super soul in the heart of all living beings.
Shri Krishna, az Istenségnek felső személyisége, aki a felső lélek minden élőlény szívében.
He cleanses the heart of those who develop the urge to hear his messages.
Megtisztítja a szívét azoknak, akik kifejezték a vágyat arra, hogy hallják az ő üzenetét.
Which are themselves virtuous when they are properly heard and chanted.
Amelyek erét, vagy dicsőségesek, hogyha megfelelően vannak hallva és énekelve.
So this is how to conquer the senses.
Tehát így lehet szabályozni az érzéseket.
By engaging them completely in the devotional service. Hrishikena Hrishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Uchite. Savo Parivinirmokam Tatparat Vema Nirmalam. Hrishikena Hrishikesha. Devotional service has two byproducts. First is the senses become completely controlled. And the other is sarva upadi, all designations that become washed away, external material designations. So the senses become controlled, just like the venomous serpent. The senses are compared to be like venomous serpents with poisonous fangs. But when the senses are engaged in hearing and chanting about Krishna, then these senses become like serpents with broken fangs, and they have no longer any poisonous effect.
Az érzékek olyanná válnak, mint az a kígyó, aminek kitörték a méregfogát.
Just like a serpent with a broken fang cannot strike the object, or can do no harm whatsoever when it comes in contact with the object.
Egy kitört fogú mérges kígyó nem tud ártani senkinek.
In the same way, the senses which are controlled, when they look at perceive the objects of the senses, they are not disturbed.
Ugyanígy a szabályozott érzékek, hogyha látják az érzéktárgyakat, hogy kapcsolatba kerülnek tőlük, akkor nem válnak zavartani.
So pratyaksha, as we said, is sense perception.
Tehát, ahogy mondtuk, ez a pratyaksha, ez az érzékfelfogás.
And for those who have no control of the senses, sense perception is their only means for obtaining knowledge.
És akik nem szabályozzák az érzékeiket, azoknak ez az egyetlen módszer a tudásszerzésre.
But we know the senses are imperfect.
De mi tudjuk, hogy az érzékek tökéletlenek.
And therefore one cannot obtain transcendental knowledge simply by sense perception.
Ezért csupán az érzékfelfogáson keresztül nem lehet tökéletes transzendentális tudásra szert tenni.
And then we said there is the platform of paroksha, by hearing from somebody else.
Aztán említettük a paroksát, ami azt jelenti, hogy valaki mástól hallunk.
Whether it's professor at the university or whether it's an employer at work.
Ez lehet egy egyetemi professzor vagy a munkaadó.
Still we can learn other things, we gain knowledge by hearing from somebody who has more knowledge than we.
Tanulhatunk azoktól, akik több tudással rendelkeznek nálunk.
But that also may not necessarily be transcendental knowledge.
De ez sem lesz feltétlenül transzcendentális tudás.
Then we said the next stage is called aparoksha.
Aztán azt mondtuk, hogy a következő szint az aparoksha.
That is the stage of where one transcends the senses in the mind.
Ez az a szint, amikor túljutunk az érzékeken és az elmén.
But the stage beyond that is a stage called it is called adhoksaja.
Az ezen túli szintet úgy hívják, hogy adhoksaja.
That stage of adhoksaja is when one actually obtains knowledge of the spiritual world.
Ezen a szinten az ember szert tesz a lelki világról szóló tudásra.
But that has to come down. We cannot actually obtain it ourselves.
De ezt nem tudjuk mi magunk elérni, ezt fölülről kell, hogy alászálljon.
We can cry for it, we can beg for it, we can do so many, demand it, but actually it is not by our will alone that one achieves knowledge of the Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual world. That can only be revealed. Just like it was described how Lord Brahma was engaged in severe austerities and then Krishna appeared to him, revealed to him the whole Vaikuntha planets. But that is not the highest stage. Even beyond that stage of Adhokshachara is the stage of Aprakrita. Aprakrita means those who have see Krishna as their friend, see Krishna as their son, or see Krishna as their lover. Those who have no knowledge of Krishna's opulences. Their devotional service is rendered, it's called Jnana Sunya Bhakti, without knowledge of Krishna's opulences as being God. Even if they see something very wonderful, it never disturbs their conception of Krishna as being their friend or Krishna being their son. Therefore, the Lord displays His human-like pastimes in this world. And it's described these pastimes are sweetness, are sweet, madhurya. And the sweetness of the pastimes is that they're human-like. And they're also bewildering. And Queen Kunti here, she's describing that she's bewildered by Krishna. But she has Aishwarya Gyan. Aishwarya Gyan means that she sees that Krishna's divine, she sees Krishna's divine opulences, and she sees that Krishna's God. Then, if she sees that Krishna's God, why does she say she's bewildered when she sees Krishna crying? She's bewildered because Krishna is crying genuine tears. Because Krishna is really afraid. Although fear personified is afraid of Krishna. Krishna is genuinely afraid of the stick of Mother Yashoda. How is that possible? That's bewildering. Queen Kunti was bewildered because she knows that Krishna is God, but he was genuinely crying. And that's why she was bewildered. Because she wouldn't be bewildered if Krishna was just pretending to be afraid. It would all make sense. There would be no reason for her to be bewildered if Krishna was pretending to be afraid. Krishna's God. Yashoda's shaking a stick. And Krishna's pretending to be afraid and he's running away. Don't hit me, don't hit me, don't hit me. He's crying. That all makes sense to somebody who's in Aishwarya Gyan. But Kunti was bewildered because he was really afraid. This sight is bewildering to me, she says. Why? How is Krishna afraid? Krishna's afraid because he's been conquered by Yashoda's love. And one, when the Lord is conquered by the love of his devotee, he forgets his own divinity. That's the power of prema. That Krishna can even become covered by the power of the devotee's pure love. Why? Why would that happen? So he can relish more and more being exactly what that devotee wants him to be.
a bhakta akar, hogy legyen.
Just like Krishna, he came as Lord Chaitanya to relish what Radharani was experiencing. Krishna is omniscient. He knows everything. But there's one thing he didn't know. He didn't know what the kind of experience that Radharani gets by loving me. He didn't know that. So he had to come as Lord Chaitanya in order to know that, because he has to know everything. But he couldn't know that as Krishna. He had to come as a devotee, in the mood of a devotee, as in the mood of Srimati Radharani, to know that. So Krishna also, he's conquered by the love of his devotees. And Mother Jasoda wants, she sees Krishna, he's my son. He's dependent upon me. And if he's mischievous, he needs to be tied up. Just like we see on the altar right now, Mother Jasoda, she's attempting to tie Krishna. I think Krishna, is he rubbing his eyes? I can't see my eyes, I'm so scared. Yes, Krishna is rubbing his eyes. Why is he rubbing his eyes? Because he was crying. Mother Jasoda was chasing him. And Krishna was running away from her, saying, "Stop, please, Mother, please don't hit me." And Krishna finally stopped, but he kept a safe distance away from Mother Jasoda. And Jasoda said, "If you're so afraid of being punished, then why did you break my pot of yogurt and steal the butter?"
És akkor Jasoda anya azt mondja, hogy ha annyira félsz a büntetéstől, akkor miért törted össze az edényemet és loptad el a vajat?
Stop! You are the biggest rascal and cheater! Stop right now!
Állj meg most azonnal, te vagy a legnagyobb gazember és csaló.
And Krishna stopped and said, and keeping a safe distance, says, "Mother, please put down the stick."
Krishna megáll egy biztonságos távolságban, és azt mondja, hogy anya, kérlek, tedd le azt a botot.
I promise I won't ever do it again.
Ígérem, hogy soha többet nem csinálok.
And he was crying. And Mother just sort of seeing how afraid Krishna was, she put down the stick. And only when she put down the stick, she was able to grab Krishna's hand. And she was thinking that he's become so wild and so mischievous that if I don't tie him up, he's going to get in a lot of trouble.
És azt gondolod, hogy annyira vad lett, és annyira rossz, hogy ha nem kötözöm meg, akkor nagyon sok bajba fog
kerülni. Might run into the forest and get himself into more trouble. I better tie him up with his rope.
Lehet, hogy elszalad az erdőbe, és még több bajba kerül, legjobb, hogyha megkötözöm.
She's thinking like this about her mischievous son.
Így gondolkodik a rosszalkodó kisfiára.
And Krishna's mischievous activities, of course, attract the hearts and attract the mind of his devotees. And therefore, we can understand that this is the essence of Queen Kunti's bewilderment. Queen Kunti was bewildered because Krishna was genuinely afraid. And it's described that this type of prema, this type of love, conquers the Lord. The Lord becomes so conquered that he forgets his own divinity, his own majestic position and his own opulences. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, just like the bee when it enters into the flower, into the lotus flower. At night the lotus flower closes up and captures the bee inside the flower. But the bee who's caught inside the flower is not in any way disturbed. Because there's so much nectar in that flower. It doesn't mind being covered. So in the same way, there's so much nectar in the heart of Krishna's pure devotees. That Krishna allows himself to become covered by their love. And he simply enjoys in the hearts of his pure devotees who serve him in this way. So we should aspire for this. This is the point that we made in the beginning when we made our little commentary in the middle of Prabhupada's purport. That we cannot imitate this platform of unalloyed devotional service. But by hearing about the wonderful qualities of unalloyed devotional service, and the wonderful qualities of the Lord who is conquered by devotional service, we can aspire for this state of devotional service. First, we must become obedient. And part of obedience means to regularly hear these descriptions. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, the 12th chapter, so you should always think of me. But if you can't always think of me, then follow the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga. In this way you'll develop a desire to attain me.
De ha nem tudsz mindig rám gondolni, akkor kövesd a bhakti yoga szabályozóelvét, és így el fogod élni azt, hogy vágyjál elérni engem.
Atachitang samadhatam nashak nosi maistiram abhyasi yogi nipito mam ichaptam dhananjaya. This is my dear Arjuna. He says, if you cannot think of me, then follow the regular principles of Bhakti Yoga. In this way, same verse, you'll develop a desire to attain me. What are the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga? They're not no meat eating, no gambling. No intoxication. These are regular principles of the human form of life. Regular principles of Bhakti Yoga means to regulate one's senses in the service of the Lord. And this means regulating our ears for hearing the pastimes of the Lord and our tongues for speaking about the Lord. By becoming obedient to the Lord in this way, gradually we'll become attracted to the past, we'll become attracted to pure, spontaneous, loving devotional service to the Lord. So it is late. Artig has already started 7 minutes ago. And we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.